Welcome to another special edition of Lombardi's Legends podcast. I'm Wags, and with me as always is Dane. We had another special guest tonight, Packers wide receiver Chris Blair. Dane, it was really cool to talk to this young man, wasn't it?
Yeah, nice guy and big play wide receiver in college. And I think he's definitely a sleeper on this roster. It's a loaded roster wide receiver right now, but the Packers have been known to develop guys over a course of a couple seasons. And that comes up in today's conversation. And you don't want to miss it. It's always great to get to know the guys that make up this Packer team.
Yeah, for sure. And he was someone that multiple Packer beat reporters said, hey, Chris Blair looks the part. We'll see what happens in camp. So number 16 for the Packers. Make sure to check him out. If you haven't seen any clips of his highlights from Alcorn State, same college said Packer legend Donald Driver. We know Donald gave Chris a shout out when he signed with the Packers. So get to know this young man. He could be a special story coming out of camp. We see one guy, it seems like, in the wide receiver room comes out of nowhere every year. So why not Chris? And very humble, seems very motivated, hardworking, and ready to go. So I'm excited to see what he can do out on the field.
Yeah. So listen, follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all the social media platforms. And we're fortunate. We're working hard this off season to get you some exclusive guests from the team, both current and former players. So please just enjoy this interview and rate us, tell your friends, and sit back and listen to Green Bay Packers wide receiver Chris Blair on Lombardi's Legends podcast.
In horseshoes and hand grenades. There ain't no second place in a Lambo.
With us now is Green Bay Packers wide receiver Chris Blair. Chris, welcome to Lombardi's Legends podcast.
Thank you for having me on. Glad to be here.
We're happy to have you here, man. And every guest we have, we always ask the same question up front. Chris, how does it feel to be a Green Bay Packer?
Man, it's like a dream come true to be a part of a legendary and historic organization that's such as Green Bay Packers. And it's like I said, it's a dream come true, and I'm glad to be a part.
Yeah, and Chris, you've gotten to gain some familiarity now with the off-season program. So walk us through, how's that been going with the OTAs and the mini camp? I'm sure you're getting a lot thrown at you, but what has that experience been like from getting to Green Bay to getting to know the coaching staff and your fellow players, as well as just getting familiar with the city of Green Bay?
It's been pretty cool. I say the first few days, everything was kind of fast, just adjusting to the NFL and the speed of the game and getting into the playbook. But having vets around that was able to walk us through the playbook and to show us how to learn it faster and quicker, it made the process a whole lot better. So OTAs and minicamp was most definitely needed, and it was a great experience.
How much are they throwing at you? Is it crazy? Is it what we think it is? Like, is it really like the giant textbooks?
Yeah, well, I mean, so everything is on the iPad, but it's a lot. You really have to be locked in with what you're doing. So, it's a lot, but I mean, I love football, so I'm going to spend as much time as I need to get this down so I can get on the field.
So Chris, for Packer fans that haven't seen you play, who do you model yourself after? Can you tell us a little bit more about your game and what some of the attributes you bring as a wide receiver and as a football player?
For me, I like to say I'm more of an all-around receiver. I can get physical when I have to. Have some finesse in me, so I can move around as well. I got a little size. I'm weighing in around 211, but I can move around. A lot of the film study that I've done was pretty much on Davante Adams. I watched a lot of Davante in college, so to get that week with him in minicamp was most definitely crazy. To actually kind of learn from him, but yeah, man, that's who I am. I just love playing football, man. Making plays.
Man, I got to tell you, we saw some pictures of you from Picture Day, right, where you put the jersey on. And I think I told Wags, I was like, I think Chris could maybe play linebacker in a pinch too. So are you trying to model yourself after? I think the prototype for the Packers is love receivers that can catch the ball, run good routes, but also block. So is that something that that they've been driving home to you too, is to be kind of that complete wide receiver?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I know in order to get on the field, you have to be able to participate in the run game, and that includes a lot of blocking. So knowing the run schemes and knowing who's the correct guy to block, most definitely I have to learn that so that way I can be on the field to be able to catch passes. So I most definitely take pride in blocking, and when my number's called, I'm ready to make a play.
So that's Chris. I just want to take a step back here and reflect a little bit. I don't know how much time you've had to do that, as everything's been going pretty fast and furious. But can you also give us a little bit of background on what it's taken to get to where you are today? What adversity or challenges have you had to overcome to get to where you are and be a member of the Green Bay Packers?
So I came out in the draft class of 2020. So time I was doing my training, I was doing my training at Ixos in Pensacola, Florida. Around the time I did my training, that's when COVID had hit. So I didn't get to have a pro day. So everything was just pretty much going off of film. I know I did like a virtual pro day. My agent set up a virtual pro day to try to get me seen by some teams, including the Packers and things like that. So the draft came, didn't hear anything. I got a workout, skip before, I got a workout with the Packers in September of 2020, came down, had a pretty good workout, and they said they was going to stay in touch with me. I had a couple workouts after that, for Raiders, but toward the end of the year, my agent was telling me to stay ready, which I was doing. I was training, still in school, getting my degree, and New Year's Day, I got the call from my agent telling me that the Packers wanted to sign me. So it took a lot of work. It was a lot of times that I was down, but I just kept on working, trying to prepare myself for this moment. And when it came, I just made the best of my opportunities. So here I am today.
And you come from Elkhorn State, which a lot of Packer fans know and think fondly of because of a former Packer wide receiver in Donald Driver. Do you wear that as a badge of honor? Because I think, you know, there's a lot of talk of the, and I'm going to use air quotes here for those listening, like big schools. And here you are, and now you're representing Elkhorn State in the National Football League and for the Green Bay Packers. What does that mean to you to be able to bring that, you know, that university on the stage here?
It means everything to me because my thing is I always wanted to be a leader and make an impact. And my goal was to, you know, I know it's been guys that came from HBCUs and smaller schools that made the league, but I wanted to show, like, not only myself, but, like, my teammates as well from Alcorn, and not only Alcorn, but from the SWAC, the MEAC, any other conferences of small schools, that it's possible to make it to the league no matter where you come from. Just put in the work and the right person to see you. So just making the best of your opportunities. I feel like I've done that, and I feel like I've made – a pretty good impact with guys seeing that it's possible to make it to the league. So that was my goal. So, and thank God it happened.
And Chris, I don't know how familiar you are with some of your teammates that have taken perhaps similar routes as what you have, namely thinking of Malik Taylor, Alan Lazard, guys that went undrafted, spent a year on a practice squad, and then were elevated to the active roster. You look at a guy like Alan Lazard, both Alan and Malik on the team all year last year. Obviously, Alan Lazard making impact as kind of a two or number three receiver. So do you take motivation from that, knowing that, hey, not only do you have a amazing opportunity here, put your best forward and try to make an NFL roster, but with the Packers or an organization that if I do everything I can and put myself in that position, I can make a career out of this. Not just with, you know, Donald Driver, who, I mean, he's more our generation probably than yours, to be honest with you. But with guys that are recent and you're actually, you know, putting pads on with as you go out on the practice field.
It's most definitely motivation. Seeing and actually getting to conversate with Allen and Malik, those guys, and them explaining their journey to the league and their journey to the Packers, it's most definitely motivating me. Coach Vrabel tells us a lot, no matter where you drafted. Long as you come in and ball, you'll find your way to this, to the field. So that's why I keep my head every day, just to go out there with a chip on my shoulder and go and do what I have to do, knowing my assignments and executing.
How are you doing physically? I know that you were with the rehab group for a little bit during one of the days there. Are you feeling okay now?
Yes, sir. I'm back to 100%. I've actually started back running routes since I've been out here in Tampa. Been running routes and doing agility drills, things like that. So I'm back to myself, just trying to be cautious and making sure I'm taking the right in order to be 100% again.
Well, what's practice look like for you there? You know, you're saying you're running routes, so I imagine, I know it's we're kind of in this this in between mini camps and training camp starts up in a few weeks. But what are you doing solo right now away from team activities?
Number one, stand in the playbook, because it's a lot to remember. So days off from the playbook, you can get your feet. So I make sure I stay on top of the playbook, make sure I'm well-conditioned, just stand on top of my details, from stance and start to catching the ball, just being clean with my routes. So just really paying attention to detail and locked in the playbook is what I've been pretty much focusing on.
And Chris, I was just going to ask too, I don't want this to sound negative, so I'm not talking about the guys that weren't there, but at the initial OTAs, a bunch of the wide receivers from last year's team were not present. Specifically, what did that mean to you guys that were there and all the reps and the additional opportunities you were able to gain from them?
I just took it and ran with it. I couldn't worry about who was and who wasn't there. My job was to take each day and learn something from it and get better. So I went out to the practice field every day and to try to give it my all and learn as much as I could from Coach LaFleur and the coaching staff, and not only them, but players that were there, just learning from those guys and just trying to add it to my game. So I just took those reps as a chance for me to gain more knowledge of the game and getting more experience with the speed of the game.
So I have to ask you, football aside, maybe before the game, what are you listening to, man? What kind of music are you into? What's getting you hyped up before the game? Are you a slow jam guy? Are you what are you into?
See me, I'm more of an all around guy. But before a game, I'm going to listen to some rap. I have my few artists that I listen to before a game. Youngboy, Dirk, or Lil Baby, or something like that. But, yeah, pretty much a rap guy for the game.
Yeah. And, Chris, when you're not Chris Blair, the football player, who's Chris Blair? What are you into off the field? Who are you as a person?
I'm more of a laid-back guy. Really don't say too much, but I'm just a guy who likes helping people, man. Just trying to help people reach their goals in any way possible. You know, I'm not a type to hate on people. I like to see people succeed just as much as I do. So I'm just a nice, laid-back, cool guy, you know what I'm saying? I don't really get into too much, but, yeah, I'm just a chill guy, man.
Well, we were listen, we're really pumped for you. We saw that you recently graduated. You mentioned it earlier. That had to mean the world to you. I mean, I don't know what the stats are, but not every professional football player that's in the league, is graduating college in the off season. So I guess I'm curious. I think it says a lot about your work ethic, but also just curious. What's your degree in? What would you like to do 15 years down the road when your football career is winding down? You know, like what are your interests?
So I graduated. I got my major in recreation. So after my career is over, I like to do like a strength training, be like a strength coach or something like that. So that's why I went in recreation. So yeah, that's what I want to do once my football days are over with.
Well, Chris, we certainly appreciate you joining us tonight, and you know, best of luck as you prepare for training camp and for the season. We will certainly be rooting for you, and we'll be up at camp. So if we see you, we'll give a shout out and say hello. I'm certainly impressed with your tape, and so folks, Chris Blair, number 16 with Packers. If you're watching highlight tapes, number 11 at Elkhorn State, go check him out. Definitely some impressive film that we've seen out there. So excited to see what you can bring out to the field.
And thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and as we wrap up, Chris, we ask every player one request. We ask, as we wrap up, if you'd say it with us. Can you say "Go Pack, Go" with us?
Yes, sir. Go Pack, go, man.
Go Pack, go. Chris Blair, Green Bay Packers, wide receiver. Thanks, Chris. Have a great night, man.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you. Counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. There ain't no second place in a Lambo. It's a whole new